Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is conservation biologist Patrick Isaacson. Today we're going to talk baby animals. Patrick, what should you do if you see a baby animal?
Well, the thing we tell people most of the time when they call in and say, hey, I have a baby animal in my yard, is we tell them to leave it alone. More often times than not, those animals are there trying to hide or protect themselves, or their mother's trying to protect them. The best thing you can do is just leave them in where they are.
A lot of times when you see these baby animals, the mother's around somewhere. They're not orphaned or deserted.
That's right, Mike. They're put in a place to hide. You know, they may be going off to, the mother may be going off to feed themselves or find food for them, and they put them in a place where they think they're safe. So they're not abandoned. Mom's coming back to get them. And they'll be just fine if you leave them alone.
Okay, one thing we should remind viewers is it's illegal to take baby animals home.
That's true. You can't be in possession of a wild animal. If you find a fawn or a baby bird or something like that, you can't take it home legally and care for it.
Okay, and there's an old wives' tale that says, if you touch the baby, mom won't come back.
Right, that's not true. I mean, a lot they don't have the sense to know that you've touched the animal or you moved it. But it does reduce the chances that that animal survived the more contact you do have with it.
Okay, and there are situations where it's okay to pick up a baby animal.
Sure, there are situations where if the animal is, say, got into your garage or on your doorstep or it's in your yard and it's in the wide open, and we just tell people to try to move it to the next closest area that it can hide and find protection.
What are some of these baby animals that people will come across at this time of year?
Sure, this is a big time of year for a lot of the animals in North Dakota, but baby fawns and foxes and lots of baby birds will be coming out of the nest now.
Birds nest on the ground or in trees or even under a lot of people's patios. What should you do if you see a nest?
Sure, you can observe the nest, but the best thing you can do is don't handle the eggs and try to stay a safe distance away so you're not stressing the mother out. Who then may abandon the nest if there's too much activity in the area.
Patrick, let's talk about deer. A lot of times at this time of year, deer will drop their fawns in ditches. How does that pose an issue for motorists?
Yeah, this time of year, with animals being close to the roadways and more animals out there and moving around and dispersing throughout the countryside, you definitely have a better chance of coming in contact with one when you're driving. So you just have to be diligent to watch the road ditches, especially at that dawn and dusk time of day.
Moose have been spotted all over the state in the last few years. What happens with these big game animals like moose when they're with their young?
Sure, that's a particular time where you can cause that animal stress. If those animals were to come into your farmyard or even come into town and they have young this time of year, then they're going to be stressed. So we definitely want you to leave those large animals alone when they're in town or in your farmyard, and eventually they'll just move on and everybody will stay safe.
It could pose a dangerous situation if you approach those big animals.
Like, yeah, that's true, especially with the larger animals, deer and especially moose. When they get stressed, I mean, they can have a fight or flight response, and if you're too close, you could be injured.
Patrick, also it's illegal to take baby animals home.
Correct, it is illegal. And another thing that you have to consider is if you take that animal into your possession and then decide later you want to release it, you really reduce the chance that that animal will survive.
Okay, what's the single biggest thing that Game and Fish recommends if you come across a baby animal?
Sure, the best thing you can do is leave animals alone. They're cool, it's a great time of year to observe wildlife in North Dakota, but if you see a baby animal, leave it alone.
A lot of great information, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motorists are reminded to watch for deer along roadways. During the next several weeks, young animals are dispersing from their home ranges, and with deer more active during this time, the potential for car-deer collisions increases.
For conservation biologist Patrick Isaacson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.